Hello and welcome to the AFP Protection Operations Remote Stations Information Podcast, where you can hear firsthand from Protective Service Officers on what it's like to work and live in some of Australia's most unique and rewarding locations. And now I have with me Tim Felshaw. Tim, how you going?
You're not too bad, Rhys. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. So you're the most fresh.
Yep, I'm the newbie.
Yeah. Most fresh PSO in Geraldton.
Yep, straight out of the academy, sent me over here.
First of all, how'd you find the training?
Training, intense at times, but nothing they couldn't handle. And yeah, it's really good fun.
And it's prepared you for the hard rigors of ADSCS in Geraldton.
Yep, absolutely. For the worst day of your life, pretty much, but...
Well, welcome. And how have you found Geraldton? So you came from Brisbane first?
Yep, came from Brisbane, spent the 3 months down in Canberra for the academy, and then straight over to Geraldton. So far, it's been brilliant.
Have you been to Western Australia before?
Yes, I have. I had a friend who lived in Perth.
Okay.
Been travelling over there for a little bit, just keeping in touch, doing the south, just south of Perth, near Bunbury and Esperance and all that area.
Yep.
And then I haven't been up north, so this is my first time up north to Geraldton Way.
Oh, so you had a little bit of exposure to WA?
Yep, yep.
But not Geraldton?
No, not Geraldton.
Yep. So were you aware where the location was and sort of where it was in the scheme of things in the Midwest?
Absolutely not. When I got the offer of engagement, first thing I did was Google where the hell Geraldton was.
Yep. That was your first search into Google?
Yep. And... found out it was about 400 kilometres north of Perth, and I was like, awesome, let's do it.
Yeah, no, it's in a pretty good spot. So just give us a bit of background before you came into the AFP and you know, your age and work experience.
So lived in Brisbane my entire life, been out bush a few times with Dad, doing the old camping and fishing and everything. So
Geraldton's a good spot for you then.
Absolutely. Yeah. Went to university, studied criminology and criminal justice down at Griffith Uni.
That'll come in handy.
Hopefully.
The AFP.
In Brisbane. Then after high school, during uni, I was doing roadside carnivals and school carnivals and setting up the rides for that, so running everything there.
Excellent.
That was good part-time casual work on the weekends when didn't have anything on with uni and during the week. And after... graduated uni in a 3-year degree, went travelling over to Europe for about 8-9 months doing the whole backpacking thing, gap year.
Got to do it while young.
Absolutely. Best time ever. And then came back from holidays, no job, no prospects, until a mate who was going overseas himself offered me his job of being a disabled care support worker. I was like, okay, I'll do that for the month you're away. Kept on extending it, so I kept on doing his job. He came back and he no longer had a job, so that was good for me. And then whilst working in disabled care, I applied for the AFP, not expecting it to go anywhere, just sort of doing it for the experience. And then just kept on going through the gateways. All of a sudden, hey, you want to come on down to the RAVC weekend? Oh, yeah, sure, I can do that. And then all of a sudden I had a job offer to come over here to Geraldton for a couple of years.
Yeah, ripper. And so from a bigger city into a smaller town, how have you found the change? How have you found the sea change?
It's a lot slower. Took a little bit of a custom to get used to. No traffic, which is brilliant.
A lot of people say it. There's never a bad thing about the no traffic, is it?
There really isn't. No. I mean, the only bad thing, I guess, is if you are running late, you can't use traffic as an excuse for being late.
No. Or maybe you can use the stuck behind a road train.
The 50-meter road train, always good fun to try and pass them. But overall, I've always loved small country towns. Like I said, I grew up going camping, fishing into these small areas, and it's brilliant. Right on the coast, which suits my surfing, windsurfing wants and needs.
Good. Are you going to get into windsurfing?
Yeah.
It's huge here.
Apparently in summer, so it gets really windy here, so I'll take up a few lessons and try my hand at it. So
excellent. And you've got a place, you know, real central to town.
Yep, right in the middle of town. Took the selling in period that the AFP offered me, and use that time to search for a place. And what can I more can I ask for? Rent is cheap, central to town. It's a perfect location.
Excellent. So when you were just waiting on a place, or you know, looking to find the place that you wanted, the AFP just put you up in some temporary accommodation?
Yep, that's right.
Where did they put you up in Geraldton?
They put me up in the Waldorf Service Hotels, and that was for the initial 3 weeks, but it was nice and easy to extend that for another week or two as I signed the lease and got all my stuff moved in. And
it's a nice tidy place there on the water too, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Right down the road from a really good bar and grill that does perfect steaks.
That was dinner every night?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, so it looks like you've settled in pretty well, mate.
Yeah, everyone's been really accommodating and helpful, knowing where to go, where not to go, all the different places that you can do, things you can do. Smooth, easy transition, really.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of young males, you know, in the same boat as you, you know, single males coming over, you know, across the eastern states, and, you know, I think if they listen to this, I think they'll know that they've got nothing to worry about.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, the nightlife is surprisingly lively.
Yep.
So if you ever do want to go out for a drink,
there you go.
There's plenty of places to choose from, and they're not the most expensive, which is surprising considering WA is meant to have the old beer price up to about $15 a pint.
It did get bad for a while, but it's dropped again. So I think they're taking notice. They're sick of Eastern Staters taking them, pulling the Mickey out of us for those extravagant prices.
Oh, well, we all have our faults, don't we?
Well, it's good to see you settling in well, Tim.
Yep, thank you.